弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
希望不久以后上讲台不需要有这么多的预备动作了。然后我想我们很感谢主给我们这一次新年的特会。
We praise the Lord for giving us this New Year conference.
啊，我觉得神能够这样子给我们这样子的聚集不是偶然的啊。
It's not by accident that the Lord gave us such a gathering.
啊，不仅仅我相信神呢，借着他亲自的同在赐给我们特别的祝福。
I'm sure the Lord will bless us with His presence.
而且我也非常感谢主，能够请到我们属灵的前辈徐波波来到我们中间。
And I thank the Lord for having our elderly brother here as our guest speaker.
而且我也决定相信弟兄姊妹将来一定会很谢谢我能够请到这样子的前辈来我们中间。
I'm sure afterwards you will all be very thankful that I can invite such a speaker to our midst.
啊，因为至少在我信主。从生得救受浸到现在大概40年了。
I've been a Christian for over 40 years.
我自己是觉得我们是一代不如一代。
I'm sad to say that our generations are not as good as the previous generation.
一方面这个世代越来越艰难。
Because on one hand, the world is getting harder and harder.
那另外一方面，我觉得我们能够看得到的榜样啊，跟从前比起来，我们真的是在退步。
And also, we do not get to see good role models as the previous generation saw.
所以我们感谢主，当我们在世，在我们信主的年日里面，能够有年长的在我们中间出现，这对我们来说是个祝福。
So if we get to see elderly brothers and sisters who could be our role model, that's actually a blessing for us.
我知道在座有一些年轻的孩子，你们虽然没有机会听见徐爷爷讲道。
Even though the young people, young brothers and sisters don't have a chance to listen to Grandpa Xu.
希望你们这两天回到家以后，父母亲跟孩子可以彼此有分享。
And I hope maybe the parents can share with your children.
那我们这一次，当然现在转眼之间又到了年底了，我们叫新年特会。
Now it's the end of the year, and we call the New Year conference.
每一次到了年底的时候，我心里面是百感交集。
Every time when It gets to the year end, I feel kind of emotional.
又是不是 emotional 啦？我有很多的感觉和感受在我里面。
Yeah, I have lots of feelings and thoughts.
I'm not emotional. 一年又要在我们手中过去了。
Because a year has gone by already.
尤其2007年至少对我来说我也觉得对我们教会来说是很特别的一年。
Especially the year 2007 is a very special year to me and to our church.
我们经过了这么多的征战这么艰难的征战神把我们带到这块地来。
We have gone through many hardships and trials and battles.
就连现在已经进来这么久我常常想到这块地居然能够从世界的王手里面拿过来成为神的居所我里面常常都感动的要流眼泪、啊、
Even though we've been here for so long but every time I think of how difficult and how the Lord led us here my heart could not but be moved with tears
怎么可能在 Silicon Valley 的心脏地方这么好的地方能够从世界的王手里面拿来成为聚会的地方
How could it be possible that such a great location the heart of Silicon Valley can be given to us from the hands of the king of the world
任何一个教会拿到我都会为他们欢喜而神居然交在我们手中、
Any church that can lay hold of this place I will congratulate them and yet the Lord gave us to us
弟兄姊妹神特别恩待祝福了我们同样的神在我们身上也一样有更深的要求和托付
The Lord has given us such special blessing and yet at the same time the Lord has a special commission for us
当我们一面在这里感恩在这里敬拜他大能的作为
So on one hand where we're celebrating and worshiping for his awesome deeds
同样的面对着新的一年我想我们在主的面前也要充满着一个更认真更积极的态度
And we also should have a more active and positive attitude toward a new year
三个月以后我们要搬到那500个人的聚会厅
In 3 months, we will be moving to that 500-seat sanctuary.
这些不过是外面的祝福。
But that's only an external, outward blessing.
而神在我们的生命上，在教会的使命上面，神要把我们带到一个更深的境界去。
And the Lord is going to lead us into a deeper place in terms of our commission.
这是我们每一个人里面都应该很兴奋的事情。
And that's something we ought to be excited about.
我们的神是一直往前的神。
Because our God keeps on moving forward.
他要让我们在生命中，在他的使命上，他要继续带领我们走前面的路。
He will continue to lead us in his life and in his commission.
我们有更大的祝福神要给我们。
And he has prepared greater blessing for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们也在神的面前，神要把我们带到一个更深的境界，这都是我们的感恩啊。
And we ought to be thankful that the Lord is going to lead us deeper.
想到明年又有新的未得之地，我们要成为我们的，我们就感谢神。
Just think about next year we're going to obtain more, we're going to possess more.
在我们个人也好，整个教会也好，我们都有许多的未得之地。
Whether it's individuals or our church as a whole, there's still much for us to possess.
所以在2008年马上就要来了。
So the year 2008 is coming soon.
那一面在我里面真的是充满了喜乐，充满了非常非常积极。要来迎接他。
My heart is full of joy to welcome this new year.
但是另外一方面，其实在我的里面也充满了敬畏和惶恐。
And my heart is also filled with fear and
trembling. 我不晓得是不是因为刚刚在年长面前不好意思说，我不晓得是不是因为年纪慢慢大了哈。
Maybe because I have aged.
我现在在每一次面对一个新的一年的时候。
As I face a new year,
里面常常就会比从前有一个更深刻的感觉，就是我不知道今年会不会是我的最后一年。
Then I cannot help but having this question. Maybe this could be my last year.
如果真是的话，因为我们没有一个人可以知道是不是，对不对？今年年轻的比我年轻的也是这样。
Because no one can tell.None of us can be sure of, even for young people.
你说前两天谁会晓得一个17岁的男孩去旧金山动物园看完动物会被老虎咬死呢？
Who could think of a 17-year-old young man could be killed by a tiger at the San Francisco Zoo?
在座十几岁哪一个人你会想到这件事情？
Any of you can think of such a thing for the young people?
对不对？我们没有一个人知道。我们慧珍姊妹这么爱主的姊妹，今年主接她去了，才42岁。
And our beloved sister Lola, she passed away this year at age of 42.
在亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在每一次年岁交换的时候，我们在主面前要充满感恩，也要充满敬畏。
So every time at the year end, we ought to, our hearts should be full of thanksgiving as well as the fear for the Lord.
为着过去，我们感谢神。
We thank God for the past.
为着将来，主还留多少日子在我们手中，我们要。存着虔诚敬畏的心度在世寄居的日子。
And we don't know how many days in the future the Lord is going to give us, and we ought to live our lives on earth with godly fear.
对年轻的孩子们一样哈。
It's the same for young people.
就像我在十几岁的时候就曾经接到医院的信说你只剩下一两年了，这是连想都想不到的事情。
While I was still a teenager, one time I received a letter from a hospital saying that I only have 2 years to live.
在弟兄姊妹巴不得在年尾的时候主的爱主的祝福大大充满我们。
I hope at this time the Lord's love and blessing be filling us.
让我们都愿意起来好好爱耶稣。
So that we will all rise up and love Jesus.
真的没有一件事情比爱耶稣活在他的同在，活在他的喜悦中，更值得喜乐的事。
There's nothing can be more joyful than living in His presence.
他让我们所有的生活都变色的。
Because He has changed all our lives.
不管你是学生、家庭主妇、上班的、年长的，弟兄姊妹，当我们跟耶稣、跟神的关系对的时候，这是我们这个人最幸福、最有价值的。
Whether you are a student, a housewife, or employee, every time when we have encounter with the Lord Jesus, then our life becomes the most joyful and most meaningful.
所以我们很希望在年底的聚会里面，我们每一个人都被主洗一个属灵的澡。
I hope that during this New Year conference, we all take a spiritual bath.
我们每一个人都从主的祭坛经过。
We will walk through the altar.
让主的圣火再一次把我们里面所有的悲情下品。不讨他喜悦的为我们烧掉。
And that the holy fire from the altar will burn all the dross and base desires.
让我们这个人从里到外被主更新。
That we will be renewed by the Lord from within to without.
被主充满。
And be filled with the Lord.
让我们起来奔跑摆在我们前面的2008年。
And we will rise up and walk through and run.For the year 2008.
今年我们的题目是讲到同门天召的圣洁弟兄。
And this time the theme of the conference partakers of the heavenly calling.
弟兄姊妹，这句话其实是很深的一句话。
Actually, this statement is very deep.
等一下我们会稍微看一点希伯来书的经文，大家就知道这句话的前文后文。
We will later on look at the book of Hebrews to understand the context.
那其实这句话在原来的英文里面，它是说 therefore. 它讲到 therefore, my dear brothers.
And that is the original text in English.
Partaker of the heavenly calling. 它是分成两段。它说因此亲爱的弟兄们。
So actually, this verse has two parts. First, it says, therefore, holy brothers.
亲爱的弟兄们，那我们把它直接翻，亲爱的弟兄们，也就是同蒙天召的同伴们。
And it says, therefore, dear brothers, who are also the companions,Our companions who share the same heavenly calling.
他提了两个很重要的事，一个叫做 Holy Brothers, 圣洁的弟兄。
So there are two parts. One is Holy Brothers.
另外一个是叫做 Partaker of the heavenly calling, 就是同蒙天召的同伴们。
And that's the second part, Partakers of the heavenly calling.
圣洁讲到生命的性质。
The holiness refers to the nature of their life.
弟兄讲到生命里的关系。
And being brothers, that means their relationship.
所以第一部分讲到 holy brothers, 是讲到我们 在生命里面我们跟主之间的关系，还有我们生命该有的性质。
And so the first part, holy brothers, that talks about our relationship with the Lord and the nature of our life.
第二句话 partaker, 这个同伴哦。
The second part of the verse is partakers.
Of the heavenly calling, 属天的呼召。
And partakers of heavenly calling.
这个讲到使命。
And that is our commission.
属天的呼召是讲到神在我们身上的托付和使命。
So heavenly calling refers to God's commission.
而同伴讲到我们在使命上面的关系。
And then we are partakers, we're companions.
在这个荣耀的使命上，我们是成为同伴的啊。
As regard to this heavenly calling, we are companions.
更重要的事情。
And what's even more important?
我们不仅仅彼此是弟兄，彼此是同伴。
Not only that we are brothers and companions.
我们之所以是弟兄，之所以是同伴，因为我们是基督耶稣的弟兄，是基督耶稣的同伴。
The reason that we're companions and brothers is because we're companions and brothers of Jesus Christ.
所以圣经上说，他不以他的称他弟兄为耻。
Therefore, the scripture says he's not ashamed to be called their brothers.
我们的主在复活的时候对玛利亚说：“你去见我的弟兄啊，因为我要上去见我的父，就是你们的父。”
As the Lord after the Lord resurrected from, he told his disciples, "Go to see my brothers before I go to see my father, who's also your father."
我们为弟兄。
Because the Lord Jesus called us His brothers.
因为在生命的里面
as regard to life,
我们跟主成了弟兄。
We become the Lord's brothers.
主称我们为同伴。
The Lord calls us His companions.
为朋友。
And His friends.
因为我们在使命上跟羔羊成为了同伴。
Because we become companions of the land.
所以我们一起来
with regard to his commission.
翻一下这段圣经的前后文啊。
Let's look at the context of this verse.
希伯来书第二章开始。
Starting from Hebrews chapter 2.
稍微长了一点点，但是很重要，我们一起来读。
This passage is very important, even though a little bit long.
希伯来书第二章，我们从第十节读起。
Verse 2, let's start from verse 10.
我们就弟兄一节，姊妹们一节。
So we have the brothers read one verse and sisters read the alternate verse.
我们要一直读到第三章第二节。
And we will read all the way through chapter 3, verse 2.
那英文的你们就读英文没有关系，好不好？
You can go ahead, read English.
第三章第十节，原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。是救他们的元帅受苦难得以完全本是合宜的
of the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family so Jesus is not ashamed to be called to call them brothers Jesus
说我要将你的名传与我的弟兄在会中 又说我要依赖他，又说看哪，我以神所赐给我的儿女，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，这要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓献上完。他自己既然试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。如同摩西在神的全家敬中一样。好，我们圣经就先读到这啊。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews.
这个希伯来这个字的意思。
The meaning of the word Hebrew.
就是过河。
Is someone who crossed the river.
所以希伯来书是写给一般跨过河的人。
So the book of Hebrew was written for those who crossed the river.
什么叫做过河呢？
What does it mean by crossing the river?
就是你从一个境界跨到了另外一个境界和范围。
So you're crossing from one realm to another.
希伯来族的祖先就是亚伯拉罕。
And then the ancestors of the tribe Hebrews is Abraham.
神把他从加勒底的乌尔拜偶像的地方招出来。
And the Lord God called him out of Ur, where people worship idols.
然后带他跨过波拉大河进到神的应许之地来。
And then the Lord God led him across the river into the promised land.
所以这句话的这个书或者希伯来这个的背景基本上是讲到神把亚伯拉罕从世界从拜偶像之地招出来。
So the background of this word Hebrew is that God called Abraham out of the world.
让他跨过一个分别的界限。
And lead him through to cross a boundary.
而进到了另外一个境界。
And enter into another territory.
进到另外一个范围是神量给他们的应许之地。
Another territory, the promised land from God.
所以在那里神来建立属神的子民 God's chosen people.
And there God was building up a group of chosen people.
就是今天的以色列人。
And that is Israel.
弟兄姊妹今天就的属灵的意义来说。
In terms of spiritual meaning.
希伯来书不是只是写给希伯来人的书。
The book of Hebrews was not written only for Hebrews.
写给那一切被神从世界里面招出来。
But to all who have been called out of the world,
我们跨过一个界限,
that we can cross a boundary,
而我们进到了一个新的境界和范围里面,
into a new territory,
这个范围叫做属天的境界,
and that is a heavenly realm.
这就是希伯来书这句话同蒙天召的意义,
and that is the significance, the meaning of partakers of heavenly calling.
我们被神从世界里面被召出来了,
that we've been called out of the world by God.
然后我们跨过河跨过一个界限。
And we cross the river, cross a boundary.
我们进到了另外一个范围。
We enter into a new territory.
进到了另外一个境界。
Another realm.
进到了另外一个层次。
Another level.
这个叫做属天的范围和层次。
And that is a heavenly level, heavenly realm.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹当我们今天在讲同蒙天召的时候。
As we talk about partakers of heavenly calling.
专门针对那些蒙恩得救被神从世界里面召出来的。
It's for those who have been saved by grace and been called out of the world.
他们不光得救。
Not only that they were saved.
他们被召出来神在他们身上有一个托付。
But they were being called out by God and being commissioned by God.
神在他们身上有一个使命要借着他们来完成。
God has a commission for them.
所以弟兄姊妹这是希伯来书是非常重要的一件事啊。
So this is a very important.
那刚刚念慈姊妹带诗的时候讲到 Warren Wiersbe。
And then, Sister Nancy just shared about Warren Wiersbe.
啊他是讲到希伯来书讲希伯来书这么宝贝是因为他你从任何角度看都在讲耶稣基督。
He says, the reason why this book is so precious because no matter what is said, anything that the book says pertaining to Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书第三章的时候他说你们要思想他说同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
And then in chapter 3, verse 1 says, Fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest, whom we confess.
他说, 我认为是比如果要写希伯来书, 要写consider Jesus, 就是这里, 好, 思想耶稣。
So that's why Warren Wiersbe says if he's going to write a book about the Hebrews, he's going to name the book, the title, Considering Jesus.
那个平常我们比较喜欢听James, 好, 那 NIV在这里把它翻译做 Fix your thoughts on Jesus. 那翻得很好啊。
And that is the translation of NIV Bible. It says Fix your thoughts on Jesus.
把你的思想定在耶稣身上。
So fix your thoughts on Jesus.
哎呀，太宝贝了，弟兄姊妹，为什么耶稣这么宝贝？
Why is Jesus so precious?
你如果好好读希伯来书，你发现所有旧约讲的这些日子、节期、礼仪、献祭，每一样东西都是指的耶稣基督。
If you study the book carefully, you will see that anything the Old Testament talks about, the festivals and the sacrifices, all the rituals, all talk about Jesus.
那希伯来书的作者把我们从属地的观念和传统 带到了属天的角度来看耶稣基督。
And the author of the book leads us from the rituals and the traditions into given us a spiritual insight into Jesus Christ.
请问我们刚刚读的希伯来书第二章第十节一直到第三章，到第三章第二节，在这里讲到神要做一件什么大事情。
So what is that great thing God is going to do from the passage we just read, chapter 2, verse 10 to chapter 3, verse 2?
神的旨意里面，神在我们这些蒙恩人的身上，神有一个终极的目的，要借着他儿子做成是什么？
God has a ultimate purpose and will that He's going to accomplish on us who have been saved by grace.
什么？
What is it?
率领众子进荣耀。
That He's going to lead many sons to glory.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是大事情啊！
That is something great.
这是神整个的旨意集中在他儿子的身上。
So all God's will focus on His Son.
借着他儿子产生的教会。
And through His Son, church was born.
借着他的儿子，他得到了众子。
Through His Son, He has obtained many sons.
有一天，当神所有旨意完成的时候。
And one day when God's will is accomplished.
主耶稣基督要做一件伟大的事情，弟兄姊妹，我们将来都要看到的。
Lord Jesus is going to accomplish one thing great, and we're all going to get to see it.
他要率领众子进到荣耀里去。
That He's going to lead many sons into glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太伟大的事情。
And that is something so wonderful.
因为他这么荣耀，其实我们今天在地上，我们常常忽略了他。
Today we often neglect this glory.
那为着这个旨意，从第二章。 讲到了主耶稣两个很重要的职分，大家有没有注意到？
I don't know if you have paid attention to the two roles that Jesus played in such great important that important commission.
好，慧珊，好的，慧珊很会读书啊。就在第二章我们读的第十节一直到第十八节中间。
From chapter two, verse ten to 18.
为着率领众子进荣耀里去，在这里讲到耶稣基督两个非常非常重要的使命，或是他的职事和ministry.
The two ministries of Jesus Christ mentioned.
还有两个角色在这里扮演，有两件重要的事，他在这里做，是哪两件事？很好哈，一个他为我们做救恩的元帅，the captain of the salvation.
One hand, he is the captain of our salvation.
他率领我们进荣耀里去，所以他是captain， 他走在前面。Since
he's leading us into glory, he is our captain. He's walking in front of us.
不光讲到他带领我们。Not
only that he leads us.
也讲到他是the pioneer of the heavenly way， 他是属天道路的先锋。He's
also the pioneer of this heavenly way.
他是第一个带着人性进到荣耀里去的。He's
the first one entering into glory with human nature.
从人堕落以后，没有一个人可以在神的面前站得住的。Ever
since the fall of man, no one was able to stand before God.
不可能有一个人带着人性敢站在神面前。It's
impossible for anyone with human nature standing in front of God.
而主耶稣成了第一个带着人性进到荣耀里去。But
yet Jesus Christ has become the first man ever entering into glory with human nature.
所以他是救恩的元帅，不仅仅讲到他率领我们进荣耀去。Therefore,
he's the captain of salvation. Not only that, he's leading us into glory.
他也是第一个带着人性进去的。
He's also the first one ever with human nature into glory.
所以希伯来书第三章说叫我们要思想为使者，就是这位 apostle， 这位 captain.
That's why the book says, "Fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle."
他的使命带领神的众子进荣耀去。
And his commission is to lead many sons to glory.
另外一个刚刚大家讲的叫什么？
His second ministry.
慈悲忠信的大祭司 ，merciful and faithful high priest.
That he's the merciful and faithful high priest.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是讲到要带领我们这一般这副样子的人进荣耀里去。
Because he's leading people like us.Into glory.
我们不仅仅需要耶稣基督的救赎。
Not only that we need salvation from Jesus Christ.
我们也需要有一个慈悲忠信的大祭司，他能够体恤我们的软弱。
We also need a merciful and faithful high priest who can understand and identify with us.
他能够搭救那一切被试探的人。
He can rescue any who has been tempted.
让我们在走这条路的时候。
So that on this Heavenly journey.
不仅仅因着他的救赎，我们有资格走这条路。
Not only that, we are qualified to walk on this heavenly way because of his salvation.
也借着他的体恤、他的忠信、他的慈悲，能够让我们常常重新得力。
And because his mercy, his faithfulness, and his understanding, our strengths are often renewed by him.
好，那我现在必须要再回来读第三章第一节。
Now I have to go back.
当他讲完的时候，我们中文没有翻哈。Therefore, 第三章的第一节开始是叫做 Therefore.
So, we have to go back to chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore.
当我们知道神的儿子在我们身上要做一件大事，要率领我们进荣耀。
When we know that the Son of God is leading us into glory.
为了这件事情，他成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
For this commission, he has become the merciful and faithful high priest for us.
他为我们流血赎罪，赦免我们。
He has shed his blood for us in order to forgive us our sins.
他为我们祷告，他赐下应许的帮助，他体恤我们的软弱。
He intercedes for us, understands our weaknesses, and provides our timely needs.
他是那个慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He's the merciful and faithful high priest.
另外一方面，他要带领我们进荣耀去。
On the other hand, he's leading us into glory.
他是我们的 captain.
He is our captain.
他率领我们。
He's leading us.
所以在这里讲完了以后，第三章就说 therefore 因此。
After chapter 2, the author says therefore.
他叫了我们两个称呼哈。
He calls us with two names.
我应该请念子姊妹再来讲一次那个啊，我学不出来。
Like what?
Holy brothers.
Like he's calling us holy brothers.
圣洁的弟兄们啊。
Holy brothers.
还有同盟天召的同伴们啊
And then companions who share this heavenly calling.
我们要来思想 consider Jesus, fix our thoughts on Jesus.
Let's consider and fix our thoughts on Jesus.
我们一定要来思想他。
We ought to think of him.
他太伟大了。
He's so wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有空讲希伯来书，我再讲下去，我这个偏离主题了哈。
I can't keep on talking about the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第一章讲到他比天使更尊贵，第一章、第二章。
The chapter 1 of Hebrews says that he's more holy and noble than angels.
到了第三章，他讲到比摩西更荣耀。
And then the chapter 3 says he's more glorious than Moses.
到了第四章，他讲到他比耶稣亚更伟大。
And then chapter 4 says he's greater than Joshua.
到了第五章。到第八章讲到比亚伦更尊荣。
And from chapter 5 through 8, it says he's more glorious and noble than Aaron.
不管天使，不管历代的伟人，没有一个人可以跟耶稣基督相比的。
Whether it's angels or the great men in the history, no one can be compared to Jesus.
而后面希伯来书有一个非常关键的字，叫做更，叫做 better, 更美的。
And there's this key word in the book of Hebrews that's greater or more, even better.
他立了更美的约。
He has set this better covenant.
他所有所做的事情都是更美的、更美的、更好的、更美的祭物。圣经上一再讲到 better.
Anything he is or he is doing is better.
哎，我没有时间讲，那我必须回到我的主题来。
Now I have to go back to my message.
那在我这三天的信息里面
，in the three messages I'm going to
deliver. 今天晚上我讲是蒙召成为圣洁。
Today I'm going to share with you we are called to be holy.
明天晚上我们讲蒙召成为属天。
And tomorrow I'm going to share with you we are called to be heavenly.
今天晚上我们讲生命。
Today we talk about our life.
明天晚上我们讲使命。
Tomorrow our commission.
而第三天我们讲蒙召成为羔羊的同伴。
And the third night I'm going to be talking about we're called to be companions of the Lamb.
那我们感谢主，明天早晨徐伯伯会跟我们讲更高的信息啊。
And tomorrow morning, Brother Xu is going to share with us something even higher and deeper.
那今天晚上我们要讲蒙召 成为圣洁。
Tonight, we're going to look at that we are called to be holy.
那在我给弟兄姊妹的这个讲义上面哈，我们请看到第二个大点。
In the handbook, let's look at the second.
第二个大点里面的那个第一节经文，帖撒罗尼迦前书四章七到八节。
There's a verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
英文的请你们，中文读完以后请你们一起同声念英文的好不好？
Let's read together.
神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。All the young people, read the English version, please.
Okay, let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. It's in your handbook. But in holiness, therefore he who rejects this does not reject men, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit.
在这里很清楚地看见神召我们是为了什么。
Here we can see what's the purpose of God's calling us.
神召我们是要叫我们
God's calling us
成为圣洁
to be holy.
消极上是不要叫我们沾染污秽，积极上是要叫我们成为圣洁。然后我们现在回到第一个大点的第一节经文，利未记十一章四十四节。
Then let's go back to the first Roman numeral first number one And then the scripture, Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44.
我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。所以在这里讲的斩钉截铁。
Here the statement is very clear and concrete.
神说我是耶和华你们的神。
Says I'm the Lord your God.
你们必须要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙召第一件事情，神是要先来改变我们的生命。
The first thing after we're being called is to be changed.
那圣洁，什么叫圣洁？
So what does it mean to be holy?
请问亚当没有犯罪之前叫不叫圣洁？
Let me ask you, before the fall, was Adam holy?
你看
天
花板不看我，怕我叫你，我就在等你看我。亚当没有犯罪以前，叫不叫圣洁？
Before Adam sinned, was he holy?
圣经没这么说，智慧人的回答。
He says, the Bible didn't say.
亚当没有犯罪以前，他不过是无罪就是了。
Before Adam's fall, he was sinless.
圣洁是神的性情。
But holiness belongs to God's nature.
一张白纸没有任何的污点，跟米开朗基罗在上面画了一幅旷世杰作，这两个是不一样的。
A piece of white paper without any marks, is still different from the masterpiece by Michelangelo.
亚当没有犯罪以前，他不过是一个没有罪的生命就是了。
Before Adam's fall, his life was sinless.
圣洁必须是从神来，必须是接受神的生命。
But holiness only comes from God, which is nature of God.
好，当我们讲到这样子的话，那我们现在接着就要讲圣洁是多么困难的一件事情。
Therefore, it is so difficult to obtain holiness.
那尤其在这个世代里面。
Especially in this generation.
我不晓得大家感觉怎么样，我是觉得从小到现在，我是为了世界的这个巨变哈。害怕。
I don't know about you, but I'm terrified by the rapid changes that's going on in this world.
就是你不能够想象说这个世界的堕落是用这么快速的速度在堕落。
And you just cannot understand and imagine the fast speed of falling world.
你现在去跟别人讲我们中国古代的这个画地为牢，视不入，你们听得懂吗？
If you tell someone that in the ancient ChineseIf you draw like a boundary on, draw something on the ground and say,
就是假装你在地上画说这是 cell, 这是 jail, 我决定不进去啊。就连政府不来抓我，我都不关我自己，我决定不犯任何错的。
Oh, okay. So, this is some Chinese old, old stories that you can just mark some boundaries on the ground and say this is the jail and this is a jail cell, and then that can serve as a warning, and then if you take a vow that you will never go in there, and then it will work for you. This is the ancient Chinese.
还不知道多久以前还在说夜不闭户, 你说现在谁家闭不能够不闭户?
And it's not very long ago that people did not have to lock their doors at night. But now, who can do that?
我们在座所有的人都已经是在这个世代里面算是活的环境最单纯的人。
Actually, we live in a very simple environment compared to the rest of the world.
我相信如果我们能够真正对现代的世界的堕落有一点点第一手的认识的话，我相信我们全人都会惶恐的。
If we really have a first-hand understanding of the corruption in this world, we'll be terrified.
如果你们家的电视是装了 cable, 可以随便什么东西都看的话，你能够稍微体会一点点，好像很可怕的事情。
You might have a better understanding of the corruption of this world if you have a cable TV that you can watch a lot of channels.
我有一次在教会里面收到不知道从哪里寄来的junk mail，我打开来一看，我快吐出来，我真的很难过，我整个眼泪下来。
Once I received some junk mail at church, as I opened up, it was so gross that I almost vomited. I just couldn't take it.
It was so sick.
But yet, people have no feelings.
圣经上讲到罪亏欠的神的荣耀，这个罪在原文的意思是说 miss the mark， 就是你射箭，他没有打中靶心，他偏了，这叫做罪。
The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Actually, sin originally means to miss the mark. Like when you shoot an arrow, you miss the target, and that is sin.
那现代的人根本没有什么叫做箭靶，他是射完箭以后才去画靶子。
But nowadays, there's for people, there's no target. They only draw a target after they shoot the arrow.
这是后现代主义最明显的一件事情，就是我行我素，我所有做的都是对的。
And this is the characteristic is a postmodernism that anything I do is okay and I do what I want.
我对我所有的思想、我的言语、我的行为，我都可以来 justify. 我做完了以后，我再去画靶子，我永远不会 miss the mark.
I can people always say that I can justify whatever I do, and after I do something, then I can draw the mark and justify my action.
那这是讲到外面啊。
And that is only the outward behavior.
而我们的里面,
what about our inner self?
我觉得我们的里面, 我相信我们在做, 我也希望年轻的孩子你们也听啊, 当我们很诚实去面对我们的 inside, 我们里面的内心的时候,
I hope young people will pay attention too, that as we honestly face our inside,
我相信我们没有一个人敢在圣洁两个字的面前抬起头来。
I'm sure none of us dares to lift up our heads in front of the word holiness.
我决定不敢抬，我站在圣洁这两个字面前，我只有低头，只有流泪，只有羞愧。
I know if I were to stand in front of the word holiness, I could only bow my head and be ashamed with tears.
我相信圣洁这两个字是最能够叫一个骄傲的人能够在神的面前必须谦卑下来。
And I'm sure this word holiness can cause any pride prideful man to humble himself.
如果圣经上改了一下字句说你们必须要喜乐，人若非喜乐不能见神，这个话对我们的约束力不大。If
the scripture says you have to rejoice, if without joyful heart no one can see God, and the statement will have no warning power.
你们必须要行善，若非行善不能见我，那我们可能很多人还敢觉得我没问题。
And then if the scripture says you have to do good deeds, without doing good works, no one can see us. No one can see the Lord. Maybe we will. Some of us will feel okay.
但是圣经上讲到说，你们非圣洁，没有人可以见主的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们都要在这两个字面前低头。
But then the scripture says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. With this, every one of us will bow our head.
我不晓得大家记不记得在以西结书第八章。 那你讲到一幅图画，神让以西结看见一个异象。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, the Lord showed Ezekiel a vision.
神带以西结去看一道墙。
The Lord led Ezekiel to see a wall.
墙上有个窟窿，什么叫窟窿？就是一个 hole 啊，一个洞。
And there's a hole on the wall.
所以你看起来整道墙上面不过就是一个洞。
So all you see is a hole on this piece of wall.
它不完美，有缺陷。
It's not perfect. It has a blemish.
然后它的确有个缺陷。
Yes, it does have a blemish. It has a hole.
但是它的问题决定不是表面上这一个洞而已。
But actually, the problem with this wall is not just this little hole you see.
人说人子啊，你挖开来。
The Lord says, "Son of man, dig the hole out."
当以西结挖的时候。
As Ezekiel dig up the hole.
他发现原来一个小洞变成一个门。
And actually, this little hole becomes a door.
而那个门当他进去的时候。
As he enters through the door.
他吓坏了。
He was terrified.
周围的墙上画的各样的活物。
There's around the walls, there's paintings of script, living creatures.
周围的墙壁上画的各式各样的偶像。
And all kinds of idols painted on the wall.
而让他惊讶的是，以色列中的70个长老拿着香炉在这里拜家神。
And what's even more surprising, astonishing is that 70 elders of Israel was actually worshipping the idols with incense.
弟兄姊妹，从外面看，不过只是有个缺陷就是了。
Outwardly, it just appears as a little hole.
有这么多的隐藏，这么多的面具把它遮盖起来。
So much is covering up.
而里面却是一件这么可怕的世界。
But inside of it is a corrupt world.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们在座每一个人，如果我们真心去看我们里面的时候。
I believe every one of us.If we look deeply inside, we will all feel that we have fallen short. Not only that our life cannot be tested by God, it cannot be examined by man either.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当神在这里说你们要圣洁，
Therefore, when God says you have to be holy,
而且这是神绝对的要求，
and that is God's absolute demand.
你们如果不圣洁，不可能见神。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
而希伯来书第十二章让你说到要追求圣洁。
And also the book of Hebrews chapter 12 says you have to pursue holiness.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3 says God's will is for you to be sanctified, to be holy.
我们会不会觉得神强人所难呢？
You might think that the Lord is asking too much.
弟兄姊妹，这是我今天晚上要跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
But this is something I want to share with you tonight.
记得我曾经前一阵子讲的信息，神所要的是什么吗？
Remember the message I shared with you not long ago. What does God want?
我那时候讲过一句话，我说神所要的常常就是神要给的。
I remember sharing with you, God's demand is also implies God's provision.
当神跟我们要的时候，
When God demands something from us,
当我们认真的要来面对神对我们的要求的时候，
we seriously face God's demand.
我们才发现神所要的我根本没有。
Then we realize we do not have what God wants.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有圣洁。
We do not have holiness.
我们不可能有圣洁。
It's impossible for us to possess holiness.
保罗说，在我里头，我知道在我肉体中，就是在我里头没有良善。
Paul says, I know there's nothing good within me.
怎么可能有圣洁？
How is it possible that we possess holiness?
弟兄姊妹，圣洁两个字让所有骄傲的人必须在神面前谦卑下来。
Therefore, this word holiness will cause any proud man to humble himself.
而这个谦卑才能够让神在我们身上开始施恩呢。
And this humility is the beginning of God's grace in our life.
没有真实的降卑，神就不可能在我们身上工作。
Without true humility, it's impossible for God to work in our life.
摩安德烈曾经讲过一句话。
Andrew Murray once said,
他说最深的圣洁。
The deepest holiness.
对不起，他说最高的圣洁。The highest holiness is the deepest humility. 他说这个最高的圣洁就是一个最深的谦卑。我们这个人如果不能够在神的面前低头谦卑下来，
If we cannot be humble before God,
神就不可能把他的圣洁给我们。
It's impossible for God to bestow His holiness on us.
弟兄姊妹啊，所以这一面来说，我们知道是神恩待我们，因为神要把他的圣洁给我们。
Therefore, we know this is God's grace because He wants to give us His holiness.
另外一方面来说，我们也知道神了解我们的痛苦。
And also, God knows our pain.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们今天活在罪中，你我是不可能快乐的。
You know, by living in sin, it's impossible for us to be happy.
我们每一个人都知道的。
We all know that.
暂时的最终之乐让我们快乐一下。
Temporal pleasure of sin will cause us to be happy for a moment.
它决定带给我们更深的虚空和痛苦。
But later on, it will lead us to deeper emptiness.
它带给我们仇敌无止息的控告和羞辱。
And endless accusations and shame from the enemy.
它让我们这一个正常的人在神面前。 根本没有办法在神手中发挥我们人的功用。
And that we cannot be functional before God.
罪让我们站不住。
Sin will cause us not able to stand.
你看在旧约里面讲到大麻风的人。
Just like the lepers in the Old Testament.
大麻风是最重要的一个表号。
And leprosy is a symbol of sin.
我记得我以前讲利未记13章14章的时候，我曾经讲到那里所记载的大麻风的一些特点。
And I remember sharing with you the characteristics of leprosy in the Leviticus chapter 13 and 14.
我想我不要自不量力的去考大家了，那太久了。
I won't quiz you, it's been too long.
丽燕是您，我故事10年前都记得的，我不晓得你记不记得我讲过哪些点。
I don't know if Sister Lian remember the characteristics of leprosy.
大麻风。 第一件事情,
the first thing about leprosy.
这个病本身是一个非常肮脏污秽的病。
It's a filthy, unclean sickness.
它不像胃病一样，你外面还是干干净净的。
It's not like a stomach problems that you still look clean outside.
你不像有血压高一样，你外面还是洗得干干净净的。
Or like high blood pressure, it doesn't show from the outside.
大麻风全身溃烂，长毒疮，长脓。
When you got leprosy, then your skin started to rot and have sores.
圣经上我们从约伯的身上可以稍微体会一点点啊。
And then you can see the description in the book of Job.
他说我以虫子和尘土为衣。
And Job says, I clothe myself with worms and dust.
多少年轻孩子在Christmas买到新衣服了。
Raise your hand if you got new clothes during Christmas break.
一个、两个、三个、四个，都是姊妹，还有弟兄。
And some brothers and sisters.
我怎么都不知道。约伯生病以后，他得到了一件新衣服。But
Job, after he got sick, he got a new clothes.
他长了麻风病以后，他得了一件新衣服。这件衣服叫做虫子和尘土为衣。After
he got leprosy, he got a new piece of clothes. He called it a new piece of clothes because he says he's clothed with worms and dust.
他的皮肉才长合又裂开来，脓血水充满他的身体。
And his skin cannot just heal, and it's full of blood and water.
他痒到用瓦片刮他的身体，到处都是血水。
And it's so itchy that he has to scratch it with some ceramics.
这虫子连在他的身上像衣服一样。
And the worms would just stick to his skin like a piece of cloth.
风吹过来，所有的尘土连上去，尘土成为衣服。
And then as the wind blows, the dust will stick to his skin like a piece of cloth.
非常污秽的痛苦的事情。
Very dusty, very filthy and very painful.
第二件事情,
the second thing about leprosy.
彼得利未记13章14章,
and in the book of Leviticus chapter 13,
大麻风的传染性非常强。
And leprosy is highly contagious.
它对人有传染性。
And it's contagious to men.
在自己身上它蔓延很快。
And also it spreads on the patient very quickly.
它从一点开始变成全手，变成全身，变成整个人都是。
It spreads from one point to the whole limbs and then to the whole body very quickly.
第三件事情。
And the third thing about leprosy.
它的复发性很强。
And it recurs very easily.
你看起来好像好了。
It seems that you are healed.
你如果不小心的话，它马上又 come back.
If you are not careful, it comes right back.
所以大麻风洁净需要祭司再三检查。
Therefore, after you've been cleansed, you have to be examined by priest. Over and over.
要非常谨慎的查验，再查验，查验，再查验，到最后确定大麻风离开他。
It has to be examined over and over with caution to make sure the leprosy is gone forever.
那第四件事情，所有长大麻风的人里外都痛苦。
And then the fourth thing about leprosy is that any lepers suffer pain inwardly and outwardly.
肉身已经很苦了。
Yes, physically it's very painful.
心灵里面被人排拒，被人拒绝，被人轻视。 在神的面前抬不起头来，因为他觉得他是被神咒诅、被神定罪的人。
Emotionally, it's even more painful because it's a symbol of shame and despise by men and God.
弟兄姊妹，这四件事情都讲到犯罪的人在主面前过的生活。
And these four things are the refer to the life of a sinner.
所以今天当神说你们要圣洁。
So when God says you have to be holy,
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得这个话很遥远。
We feel this is something very remote.
但是其实是神真是爱我们。
But actually, God loves us.
所以我带你讲到神对我们叫我们圣洁，一方面是要求，另外一方面也是应许。
Therefore, when God commands that we be holy, on one hand it's a command, it's also a promise.
是要求，神从来不妥协的。
Yes, it's a command. God never compromises.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天最不解决，我们如果不能够达到神的要求。
If we cannot satisfy God's command,
我们里面不会有真正的喜乐的。
We will never obtain true joy.
我们基督徒的生活，我们的家庭生活，我们整个人生也不会有真正的喜乐的。
Our family life, our personal life will never have true joy.
所以保罗在这里，希伯来作者劝我们说，你们要追求圣洁。
Therefore, the author of the book Hebrews says you have to pursue holiness.
英文有一个翻译叫做 make every effort.
You have to make every effort to pursue holiness.
Make every effort to be holy.
Make every effort to be holy.
弟兄姊妹，第一件事情先不要问说我能不能圣洁，这不是我们要回答的问题。
The first question is not to ask whether we can be holy or not.
而是我们愿不愿意圣洁。
But are we willing to be holy?
我们愿不愿意来面对，来答应神给我们的要求。
Are we willing to face and to respond to God's calling?
我告诉你能不能，你我都不能。
Do you know if we can? No, we
cannot. 保罗也不能。
None of us, not
even Paul. 没有一个人能。
No one can.
但是希伯来作者说要 make every effort.
But yet the author says make every effort to be holy.
那是讲到我们的心愿。
And that is our desire.
我们愿不愿意？
Are we willing?
弟兄姊妹，那第二件事情。
The second.
讲到是神的应许。
It is God's promise.
我们一起来看哥罗西书第一章二十二节，我经文上写了。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 22.
他说：“如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。”我不晓得大家读这段圣经，敢不敢 apply 到自己身上
？I don't know if you dare to apply this.Verse to yourself.
都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
That we are all holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
我跟你说，我从来不敢把这些话读到我身上。
I never dare to apply this verse to myself.
我觉得他在讲别人。
I felt it's about someone else.
那一直到真正主真的让我们在主的面前看见。
Until the Lord showed me.
神从来没有叫我这个人达到圣洁。
God never demand me myself to obtain holiness.
哥林多前书第一章二十五节，神又使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Because in the First Corinthians chapter 1, it says God has caused Christ to become our righteousness, wisdom, and holiness.
所以第一件事情，在客观的救恩和地位上。神已经在基督里把圣洁已经给了我们。
So first thing we have to remember, objectively, through our salvation, God has already given us in Christ holiness.
但是我们不能够只停留在这。
But yet we cannot just stop here.
神也没有叫我们只停留在这。
And God does not want us just to stop here.
刚才我们读的希伯来书第二章那里讲到，那使人成圣的和得以成圣的。
We just read in.Chapter 2 of Hebrews, it says, the one who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified.
讲到两个哈。
So there are actually two parties.
那使人成圣的是谁？
The one who sanctifies. Who is that? The Lord Jesus.
他负责来叫我们成圣。
He's responsible to sanctify us.
而那些得以成圣的呢？
And those being sanctified, who are they?
是指谁？
Who are they?
是我们。那一方面来说，基督已经是我们的圣洁了。
Yes, objectively, Jesus Christ is our holiness already.
可是另外一方面，我们又看见神要叫我们得以成圣。
And yet we see that God wants us to be sanctified, to become holy.
换句话说，我们不光要得到这个客观的救恩和地位。
So not only that we have to obtain objectively the salvation and our position.
神要带领我们进入主光的经历和实际。
But God wants us to experience.This salvation subjectively.
我们不光要接受耶稣的圣洁生命做我们的生命。
Not only that we will receive this holy life for Jesus and to become our life.
我们也要让这个圣洁的生命来改变我们的生活，来圣化我们的生活。
We ought to let this holy life within us to sanctify us and transform our daily living.
所以应许上关键在于我们信不信，而不是能不能。
So the key point is whether we believe this promise or not.
请大家再复习一下。
It's not whether we are able or not.
第一，它是神的要求。
So let's review. First,This is God's command.
在面对神教我们圣洁的要求上
While we face God's command for us to be holy.
关键不是我们能不能圣洁
The key point is not whether we are able to become holy.
关键是我们愿不愿意脱离卑贱来过圣洁的生活关键在于愿不愿意
But the key is whether we are willing to depart from our sins and to live a holy life.
第二个圣洁不光是神的要求也是神的应许神要赐给我们的
Second, holiness is not only God's command but also God's promise He wants to give us His holiness
所以面对应许的时候
As we face a promise
关键也不在我能不能圣洁而是在我信不信给我应许的神
The key is not whether we are able to become holy or not but whether we believe we have faith in God who made us
我想我大概已经讲得太复杂了哈。
Maybe I made it more complicated.
所以我想我举一个很简单的例子好了。
Let me give you an example.
讲到现在有一个 tsunami, 我想我们三年前发生过一次世界性的 tsunami 哈，在南亚。
Let's say that we're facing tsunami now. Three years ago, we facing tsunami.
三年前12月26号 tsunami 来在南亚死了将近30万人，对不对？大家都记得。
Three years ago in South Asia, tsunami. More than 200,000 people died.
假装你现在住在那边的一个荒岛上，一个孤岛上面。
Assume, say like you live on an island, isolated from the world.
然后人家告诉你说 tsunami 现在来了。
And people are telling you tsunami is coming.
整个岛全部都会被摧毁的。
And the whole island will be destroyed.
那现在 provide 一个波音747飞机来了。
And now a Boeing 747 airplane is sent to you.
那这个岛上的人从来不知道有飞机。
But people who living on the island never saw airplane before.
从来没有看过飞机。
They never seen, never knew about airplane.
从来也不知道说有东西居然可以飞起来。
They never knew something can just take off from the ground.
然后现在我们跑去叫说，大家赶快进这个海啸来了，赶快要救大家。
And now we're telling the inhabitants of the island, come over on board because tsunami is coming.
现在的关键都不在说我能不能飞起来。
So now the key point is whether is not whether they can fly in the air.
啊，这300个人都进这个飞机，飞机怎么可能起来？不可能，我石头一丢就掉下来的。
They're probably saying that how can all 300 people fit in the airplane and the airplane still can take off? That's impossible.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常就觉得我怎么可能圣洁
？Sometimes we just say, how can I become holy?
我这样子的人，常常关起门来犯罪的人，怎么可能圣洁
？I often sin in my privacy. How can I become holy?
弟兄姊妹，这就是我刚才所举的例子。你不要在这里再去讲我能不能飞起来。
But the key point is not whether you are able. Don't just focus on your ability.
第一个，你要不要飞起来
？But are you willing? Do you desire?
你要不要得救
？Do you want to be saved?
要解决的是我要不要的问题。
So focus on whether you are willing or not.
第二个。
Second,
这里有应许说你进去他可以救你的
There's a promise If you enter into the airplane It will save you
你也再不要去解决我能不能
So don't focus on whether I can fly in the air or not
你要解决的是我相不相信对我说话的
But focus on whether I believe the one who are telling me
今天叫我们要圣洁的是神
Now God is telling us to be holy
今天应许我们说你们要成为圣洁的也是神
AndThe one who promises that we will become holy is also God.
圣经上说，那人成圣的，也是我们的主。
The Bible says, the one who sanctifies, that is our Lord.
我信不信
？Do I believe it?
神所要的是神所要给的。
When God demands something, that is also what He wants to give us.
弟兄姊妹，再不要被自己的软弱欺骗了。
Do not be deceived anymore by your own weaknesses.
再不要被仇敌的谎言欺骗了。
Do not be deceived by the lies of the enemies anymore.
再不要一直任凭自己活在仇敌的捆绑和仇敌的控告里面。
And do not let yourself continue to be in bondage and be in deception.
神召我们。
God called us.
是叫我们成为圣洁。
So that we can become holy.
而成为圣洁。 人才能见神。
After we become holy, we can see God.
也在圣洁的里面，我们才有份于这个伟大的生命。
Only in holiness we can partake this great life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望我们这个点，我真的是觉得我在这里讲来讲去，讲来讲去，我就希望我们能够有一个强的 desire。
I keep re-emphasizing it, hoping that we have a strong desire.
我们不要再任凭这个世界来玷污我们。
Do not let the world defile us anymore.
我们要不甘心还被活在罪恶的捆绑里面。
Do not be willing to be bound by the sin. Walk out of it.
当我们真圣洁的时候。
When we are holy.
当我们真活在主面前的时候。
And we live in the presence of God.
因为姊妹，你有一种说不出来的喜乐在我们的里面。
There will be an unspeakable joy within us.
神绝对不是强人所难。
God never forces us.
而圣经上所说的圣洁。
When God says holy.
如果从我们人的观念里面来说。
From our perspective.
我们人讲到圣洁，讲到十全十美，无瑕疵。
When we talk about holiness, we think of perfection without any blemish.
讲到 perfection, 要完全。
We think of something perfect.
我跟你说，那个只有神的儿子有。
But that only belongs to the Son of God.
我们都没有。
We will never have that perfection.
如果你还被欺骗，你要达到完全。
If you think you can reach perfection,
想想保罗说的。
Think of what Paul says.
我知道。
Paul says, I know.
在我里头。
In me.
没有良善。
There's nothing good.
没有。
There's nothing good.
没有，就是没有。Period.
There's nothing good. Period.
弟兄姊妹，没有。
There's nothing.
不要装了。
Don't ever pretend anymore.
不要再勉强了。
And don't try to force it anymore.
没有，就是没有。
When Paul says there's nothing, he means nothing.
而圣经上讲到分别为圣，讲到圣洁，特别讲到分别为圣 ，set apart.
And yet when the Bible says consecrate yourselves, it says set yourself apart.
这个圣洁的原来的意思也就是讲到 set apart 或是 separate.
And that's also the original meaning of holiness, to be set apart.
分出来。归给神
To be set apart, holy for God.
我这个人，我的生活，我整个人生被神 set apart， 这叫做过圣洁生活。
Myself, my whole life being set apart for God, that is to live a holy life.
仇敌控告我们，我们拒绝他。
When the enemy accuses us, we have to reject.
耶稣基督是我的圣洁。
We should respond with Jesus Christ is my holiness.
而我们今天是在耶稣基督的宝血和他的恩典怜悯底下。
And today we are under the blood of Jesus and His mercy.
我们被神分别出来。
We've been set apart by God.
我们过分别为圣的生活。
And we live a separate, consecrated life.
弟兄姊妹，记不记得大祭司上面的冠冕写什么
？Remember that a high priest wears a turban and something's written on the gold plate.
Amen.
Holiness to the Lord.
Holiness unto the Lord. 太好的话啊。
Holiness unto the Lord.
你去读民数记第六章，立位那个拉希尔人分别为圣的生活。
And in the book of Numbers chapter 6, it talks about the life of being a Nazarite.
讲到他们归耶和华这个离俗归耶和华的日子是归耶和华为圣。
And a certain portion of that their life will be separated and set apart.Holy for God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要了解这是圣经上所说的。
And that is what the Bible means.
你要拿完美的尺度去衡量人，你自己失望。
Do not try to expect others to be perfect. You will be disappointed.
你用完全圣洁的尺度量你自己，你自己灰心。
If you expect yourself to be perfect, you will be despaired.
因为不可能。
It's impossible.
不要到死人中间去找活人。
Do not look for the living among the dead.
不要到罪人中间去找圣人。
Do not look for saints among sinners.
我们能圣洁是因为耶稣基督 covered 了我们。
We are holy because we are covered by Jesus Christ.
而我们在耶稣基督里面，我们来追求长进，追求基督。
And we pursue Christ. We pursue growth in Christ.
我们被神分出来，为天而活着，为神而活着。
We are being set apart by Jesus so that we can live for heaven.
这叫做分别为圣的生活。
And that is a sanctified life.
所以圣经上里面讲到献上自己当作活祭，这是过圣洁生活最重要的根基。
The Bible tells us to offer ourselves as living sacrifices. That is the foundation of living a holy life.
我们要愿意把自己交给神。
We have to be willing to commit ourselves to God.
如果你我不肯把自己奉献给神。
If we are not willing to offer ourselves to God.
我们不可能过圣洁生活。
It's impossible for us to live a holy life.
不可能过讨神喜悦的生活。
We cannot live a life that's pleasing to God.
你我也就不可能有真正的喜乐。
And we can never have true joy.
弟兄姊妹啊。奉献真的是奉献是一件大喜乐的事情。
When we truly offer ourselves, it would bring us great joy.
所以保罗说弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭一起来背。是圣洁的是神所喜悦的。
That's why Paul said,
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。他讲到这样子的奉献是圣洁的。是神所喜悦的是理所当然的。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, Paul says, to offer ourselves as a living, our bodies as living sacrifices, such offerings is holy and pleasing to God, and is our reasonable act of worship.
弟兄姊妹看见了没有那个圣洁的生活在于我把我自己 set apart, 分出来归给神。
In order to live a holy life, we have to first set ourselves apart for God.
这个奉献的本身圣经上已经说是圣洁的。
And then, this action of setting apart and offering ourselves, the Bible says the action itself is already holy.
是神所喜悦的。
And it's already pleasing to God.
而且是理所当然。
And it's our reasonable act of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，在这个底下这一节圣经非常重要哈。年轻的孩子们，我希望你们一起来读罗马书十六章第六章十六节跟十九节。
Now the scripture following is on the program sheet on the handbook. Let's read together Romans chapter 6.Verse 16 and 19.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法？现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。看见了没有？这个奉献是我们以至于成圣的根基啊！
Do you see offering is the foundation of becoming holy?
从不义一直被改变改变以至于成圣。
That we can be transformed from wickedness to righteousness.
所以他说你从前 just as you used to offer, 就是你从前怎样把肢体献给罪。
Just as you used to offer the parts of your body to sin.
你同样的把你的身体现在献给神。
Today, in the same way, offer the parts of your body to God.
你原谅我说哈，你不用 just as, 你不用一模一样的做。
Forgiving us for saying that, even if we do not do just as we used to do.
就连我们只要把我从前怎样献给不义恶做肢体的这个十分之一能够先改过来，你就发现 significant change.
If we only offer 10% of what we used to offer to sin to God, we will experience transformation.
你马上就发现你的生活已经开始改变了。
You will see a change in your life.
更不要说如果我们能够 just as we used to offer 那样子的 offer.
Then how much more if we offer just as much as we used to offer to sin?
我看看大家这个君子所见是不是略同哈？你们觉得我们的这些肢体里面？哪三个肢体最可恶犯罪最多
Okay, name three parts of your body、
啊、有人指嘴巴
the most.
赞成嘴巴的举手好不好
Some says our mouth. Raise your hand if you agree.、
啊、不错哈舌头万恶之根哈这感谢主。Yeah, 还有没有第二名呢
the most
眼睛、哦、弟兄们的眼睛。
Eye.
第三个呢耳朵。没有我是讲器官肢体。
The parts of our body.
不，我现在只讲肢体，这边讲 member of your body.
The organ.
OK, 好。你们的头三名跟我讲的一模一样。我们都是君子啊。眼睛、嘴巴、耳朵。
And our ears.
保罗说你从前怎样把这些肢体让罪随便用。
And Paul says, just as you used to let sin use this.Let sin use your members of your body.
现在让主来用。
Now let the Lord use the parts of your body.
你原谅我打一个很简单，不是很理想的比喻，但是很实用，就是好像一个 handyman 有个工具箱哈，我们弟兄都很喜欢有个工具箱。
For example, a handyman has a toolbox.
啊，需要十字起子，里面有十字起子；需要钳子有钳子；需要锯子有锯子；需要锤子有锤子。
And it has the pliers, the screwdrivers, the hammers, and saws.
而是当我要了直接拿出来用。
So whatever I need, I just take the tool I need from the toolbox.
你要知道世界的王跟罪恶原来用我们的身体就好像各个 tools 一样，我们的 member of our body就好像一个器官被一个工具被他用一样。
Have we ever thought about the king of the world and sin uses our bodies, the parts of our body, just like using tools?
他让你的眼睛去看一些不该看的东西。
And it will use your eyes to see something that you're not supposed to.
他马上可以把你属灵的观景跟神的关系大大的破坏。
And he can instantly destroy your relationship with God.
他让你的耳朵去听了一些不该听的东西。
Or he uses your ears to listen to something that you're not supposed to.
他让你的信心，你在神家跟神儿女们之间的关系，你跟神的关系立刻被破坏。
And that way he can instantly destroy your relationship and your faith in God.
他现在又想要破坏另外一个弟兄。
Or he wants to destroy another brother.
他就把你嘴巴拿过来用一下。
And he can just grab your mouth, your lips, and use it.
他马上又做了一件非常 destructive 的事情。
And then instantly he can do something very destructive.
从前仇敌可以自由使用我们各样的器官去做他要做的事情。
In the past, the enemy can freely use the bodies, the members of our body for sin.
保罗说，如果我们要过圣洁的生活，你必须 set apart, 你必须把你 consecrate, 你要把你所有的这些器官当作义的器具献给神。
But Paul says, if you want to live a holy life, you have to set apart and only offer your members, the members of your bodies for righteousness.
约伯说，我以我的眼睛立约。
Like Job says, I have a covenant with my eyes.
他底下说，我怎么能够一直盯着女人看呢？
How can I stare at women?
弟兄姊妹啊，今天我们也许你不好意思这样去盯着人家看啊。
Maybe you're kind of embarrassed to stare at someone like that.
可是我们盯着电脑看。
But then we stare at our computer screens.
我们盯着电视看。
We stare at the TV screens.
所以多少的罪就从眼睛开始了。
So much sin comes from eyes.
约伯说，我以我的眼睛立约。
But Job says, I have a covenant with my eyes.
眼睛是神的。
My eyes belong to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意？这很简单的事情。
Are we willing? This is not difficult.
我们的嘴巴。
And our tongues, our mouth.
说恶言，说谎言，说谗言，说批评论断，说不造就人的话，这么方便就出来了。
We might say bad words, deceitful words, judgments, anything, lies.
说抱怨的话。
Or complaints.
说不信的话。
Unbelieving words.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意与我们的嘴唇立约？
Are we willing to have a covenant with our tongue?
在新的一年。
In this new year,
just as I used to offer it to the evil, to the devil, 我过去怎样习惯性的把它交给了仇敌。
Just as I used to offer to the devil,
我今天愿意交给神。
Today I want to offer the parts of my body to God.
我们的耳朵一样。
The same with our ears.
你如果听见弟兄姊妹在批评论断，
if you hear someone judging brothers and sisters,
stop them.
Stop them.
至少你离开。
At least walk away from them.
跟你的耳朵立约。
Have a covenant with your ears.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要再去听这么多的道了。
That's not what we need is not to listen to more sermons.
有多少最基本最基本的生活圈教我们没有好好做。
A lot of times we do not exercise the basic discipline.
什么叫做蒙召成为圣洁？
What does it mean to be called to be holy?
我们是被召出来成为神手中的器皿。
We are being called to become vessels in God's hands.
神可以用。
So that God can use us.
所以有一段圣经我们读一下好不好？
There's a passage we can read.
我们要结束了啊，在提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
我想这次提摩太后书也是青少年弟兄姊妹的主题啊。
Second Timothy.
那我们现在要读的是提摩太后书。提摩太后书第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们从十九节中间读起。
Verse 19, the middle of verse 19.
读到二十二节。主认识谁是他的人，又说，凡称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。 你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。好，所以在这里讲到神召我们，叫我们脱离卑贱的事。
God call us to depart from impurity，
为的是叫我们做贵重的器皿
，so that we become noble vessels，
为的是叫我们在主的手中合用
，so that we become functional in the hands of God。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们想到我居然能够把我自己献给神
，if we think that we can even offer ourselves to God，
那是一件太荣耀的事。
That is something so glorious。
我希望在年尾的时候
，I hope at the year end，
我们真的跟我们的眼睛、耳朵、嘴巴都立约
，that we will have covenant with our eyes, ears, and mouth。
那我们不再让他随便被罪恶来使用。
We will not let them be used by sin anymore.
我们让我们的手、我们的脚也跟神立约。
And have a covenant with our hands and our feet.
让我们的脚愿意走主的路。
That our feet are willing to walk on the Lord's way.
让我们的手愿意做主的工。
And our hands are willing to work God's work.
我们把肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成。
That offer all the members of our body to righteousness and become holy.
弟兄姊妹，这是根基。
And that is the foundation.
我最后只花五分钟，我提三件事情。
Lastly, I want to mention three things.
在这个根基上面。
And on this foundation.
我们有三件事情可以帮助我们过一个分别为圣的生活。
The three things can help us to live a holy and set apart life.
总算也看到少有一些人拿起笔来了。
And some took out their pen and paper.
那个有一个弟兄 Bruce Wilkinson， 你们知道他吗？写亚比斯祷告的这个人。
A brother Bruce Wilkinson， he wrote the Prayer of Jabez。
有一次我看他的书上写说，他去 Dallas 神学院读书的时候。
I read his book， he says when he was studying at Dallas Seminary。
第一天开学的时候，他们神学院院长将Woodward 进来的时候讲开这个开学典礼讲到。
And then the first day the dean came on.And then he gave a message.
哇，他心里面好喜乐，看见这个他这个属灵前辈在那里要讲道了。
He was very happy to see this man he admires so much.
大使神学院长将 Woodward 一上来就说，我今天要讲的主题是属灵生命的秘诀。
And then he says, today the message is the key to spiritual life.
他属灵生命的三大秘诀，哇，他赶快把笔纸拿出来，太兴奋了。
The top three secrets to being spiritual life.
啊，那个神学院院长三件事情。
Three things.
每天读经。
First,
随时祷告。第三，找机会向人分享福音。
So first, read the Bible every day and pray all the time and share gospel with anyone you have chance.
他愣在那边，我从小就懂啊。
He was so surprised. I heard this ever since I was a little kid.
他说我以为他要讲什么三个伟大的秘诀。
I thought he's gonna say something three great secrets.
他就经过了这几十年，他真感谢神学院长，就这么简单的三件事情，真的是够我们很多很多的操练了。
So after many years, he says these are the three things that are enough for us to discipline.
我现在讲分别为圣生活的三个秘诀。
So now I'm gonna tell you three secrets to separated life, consecrated life.
你们如果灰心难过的话，那是暂时的，将来你们也会觉得很重要。
In the future, you will agree with me.
第一
，First，
绝不再给魔鬼留地步。
Do not leave any foothold to the enemy.
你我自己知道我们生活的破口漏洞是什么。
You and I know what our weaknesses.
年轻的孩子们，你也决定知道你生活的漏洞是什么。
Young people, you also know your weaknesses.
我们要知道这是仇敌在我们身上的权势和光。
We have to recognize and acknowledge that is the power and the ground of enemy in our life.
我们要立的一个心智。决定不再给他留地步。
We have to have this resolution, never leave any foothold to the enemy anymore.
我曾经跟你们讲过，我在外地讲道的时候，常常会后有年轻人跑来找我，他被网络色情捆绑到他没办法生活了。
When I go out to lead conferences, oftentimes after meetings, young people will come to ask me for help because they are bound by pornography.
我不知道今天我们在座的人有没有这个问题。
I don't know if anyone.Is having such problems.
我希望我们没有。
I hope none of us.
但是我不能保证我们没有。
But I cannot guarantee none of us.
因为太多人外表看起来正常，只是个小窟窿。
Because so many people may look normal outside, but it might just be a little hole.
如果一挖的话，惨不忍睹啊。
If we dig deeper, we might not be able to tasted what we have about to see.
一面讲一面流泪，这么快这么壮的弟兄，他痛苦得不得了。他说他在教会服侍。
And a young brother came to me. He's really big in stature, and then he was in tears.
每一次又轮到他带诗，每一次又轮到他带查经的时候，他心里面被仇敌控告到他没办法生活。
Because he's bound in online pornography, and every time he leads worship because he serves at church, he has such accusation from enemy that he cannot take it.
他挣扎了好几年走不出来。
He struggled for many years without being freed.
我说弟兄，你真要出来吗？
And I asked, brother, are you willing to walk out of it to be freed? He says, yes.
我说你回到家把你的电脑卖掉。
He says, go home and sell your computer.
你决定家里面不要再留电脑。
Don't ever possess a computer anymore.
他说那我怎么跟别人 email 联络呢？
Then how can I send emails to friends?
我说你就打电话跟朋友联络就好。
Just make phone calls.
今天我们不能够说我又要留着这个 ground 在这里，然后我又要脱离它，是不可能的事情。
It's impossible if you just want to keep the ground and be free from the bondage.
年轻人，如果你自己有这个问题，不要有电脑网络，至少不要上网。
Young people, if you have such problems, don't ever get online.
就今天的问题不在于我们能不能圣洁，而是我们到底要不要圣洁。
Today the question is not whether we can be holy, but whether we want to be holy.
那个血肉的妇人来见主的时候，在她身上第一个特点就是她有一个 strong desire want to be healed.
The bleeding woman in the gospel came to Jesus for help because she had a strong desire to be healed.
你只要留下 cancer 一点点的细菌，它早晚 come back.
If you leave a little bit of cancer cells, sooner or later it's going to recur and come back.
所以你不要告诉我说我想做好，可是我总是做不到。
Don't ever tell me that I want to do good, but I can never do it.
弟兄姊妹，保罗都没有像我们这么属灵。
Paul is not, even Paul.Does not appear to be spiritual.
有很多的事情是要逃避的。
A lot of times he tells us to flee.
拔腿就跑的啊，弟兄姊妹。
He tells us to flee.
连保罗都拔腿就跑的话，我们这些人能够说我靠着主，我胜过网络没问题。
If even Paul had to flee, then can we say, oh, by God's grace, I can overcome this evil?
每一次我们信心最大，说我一定能够胜过的时候，都是你刚刚犯完罪、认完罪的时候。
You know, every time, We boast that we can overcome. It's usually happens after we just sin and confess our sins.
但是事实告诉我们，我们又跌倒了。
But the fact tells us that we will keep doing it.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上从来没有叫我们去抵挡试探，圣经叫我们要抵挡魔鬼。
The Bible never tells us to resist temptation.
The Bible only tells us to resist.
The Bible only tells us to resist the devil. The more we resist temptation, the stronger temptations become.
试探是借着祷告胜过的，是借着行动逃避的。
Temptations are overcome through prayers, and we ought to flee from temptation.
保罗说你们要逃避少年人的私欲。
So Paul says, flee youthful lust.
有些人的谈话你要远离他，要远避他。
You have to, some conversations you have to run away from.
刚才也说到要脱离卑贱的事，这都说到我们要 set apart， 要跑掉的。
We have to be set apart and run away from lust.
所以弟兄姊妹要过圣洁的生活嘛，第一件事情最基本的拳脚，不要再给魔鬼留地步，不要再让圣灵担忧。
So the first thing in order to live a holy life, don't leave foothold to the enemy anymore. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit anymore.
第二件事情。
Second.
行在光明中。
To walk in the light.
我们前一阵子讲过活在你今天的亮光里面。
Walk in today's light.
你用老约翰的话的话就是顺服恩膏的教训。
Or in John's words, to obey the anointing.
这一个光是越照越明在我们里面。
The light within us will shine brighter daily.
每一次圣灵显明我们什么地方错，我们立刻去面对它。
Every time the Holy Spirit exposes our sin or our transgression, confess the sin.
勇敢把自己的软弱和失败带到主的面光里面来。
Be courageous and bring your sin and your weaknesses before the Lord.
黑暗永远是罪恶的温床。
The darkness is always the cradle of sin.
当我们容许黑暗存在的时候，我们就给罪留了余地。
If we allow darkness to exist in our hearts, we're leaving some room for sin to grow.
要勇敢地活在光中。
So be courageous and live in the light.
有一个牧师在聚会呼召弟兄姊妹做献身做基督的精兵啊。
An elderly pastor called brothers and sisters to offer themselves as the soldiers for Christ.
几年来有一个弟兄老是不出来。
And for years, this one brother who just won't come out.
有一天那个牧师实在忍不住了，就去找他，不是文丽，我只是手比到你。
So one day, this pastor just couldn't wait, so he went to talk to the brother.
他说你为什么不肯献身当基督的精兵？
How come you just won't offer yourself as a soldier for Christ?
他说当基督的精兵太难。
He says, it's too hard to be a soldier for Christ.
他说但是我已经当了基督的 secret agent 当了好多年了。
But I have been a secret agent for Christ for many years.
弟兄姊妹，当 secret agent 容易多了。
It's much easier to be a secret agent for Christ.
对不对？你在朋友面前，你不需要 stand fast.
You don't have to stand fast before your friends.
你可以混在他们中间。
You can just mingle with them.
你可以当内线。
You can be a spy, a secret agent.
好，然后把县民的资料送给牧师，说现在人堕落成什么样子。
And then you can tell your pastor how much men have corrupted in this world.
所以就像我们现在跟年轻人讲什么，他说：“哎呀，你们 you don't understand， 我们才怎么怎么样。”这些都是 secret agent.
Just like many young people say, "Oh, you don't understand about the world that we know because they are secret agents."
或是叫县民哈 informant，
informant
都是县民。Okay. 用怎么样？要勇敢站出来。
But be brave, stand fast.
当我们活在光中的时候
As we live in the light.
约翰福音八章十二节，主耶稣说：“我就是世界的光。”
In John chapter 8 verse 12, Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world."
跟从我的必不在黑暗里行，要得着生命的光。
Anyone who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will receive the light of life.
请大家注意这一节圣经里面，第一，这个光是一直往前走的。
First of all, please pay attention. This light keeps walking forward.
它是一个动的光，一直进步的。
It's a moving light. It keeps on making.
第二个
moves forward.
这个光是活的，是生命。它说是生命的光。
And this light is alive. It's the light of life.
我们越跟随它，生命就越强壮。
The more we follow this light, the stronger we become.
越跟随它，圣洁的生命就越实在。
The more we follow Him, the more real our holy life becomes.
越跟随它，就得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
The more we follow it, we will receive abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要觉得这是要求啊，这是一个恩典啊。
Please do not think this is a command or demand.
我们都在罪恶里面失败过的人。
Because we have all fallen in sin.
可是当我们真走回到光明的路上的时候，我们感恩啊。
Yeah, as we return back to the path of light,
哎呀，我觉得就像我们诗歌说的，活在神的光中是太喜乐的事情。
It's so joyful to live in the light of the Lord.
Shadow around me, shadow above me, 但是不能够遮蔽神的光。
Whether shadow around me or shadow above me cannot conceal the light of life.
这个光要带领我们走生命的路。
And this light will lead us on the way of life.
第三个，这个光是一个 living person, 是活的耶稣，耶稣自己。
And this light is a living person, it's Jesus himself.
耶稣说我就是生命的光、啊、
Jesus says I am the light of life
我就是世界的光
And I am the light of the world
所以弟兄姊妹当我们在生活上顺服恩膏的教训顺服今天的光弟兄姊妹这是一件蒙福的事情
As we obey and follow the anointing and the light This is a blessed life
第三件事情
The third
要活在身体里面
To live within the body
活在身体的保护中
To liveWithin the under the protection of the body.
活在同伴彼此的激励和扶持中。
To live with the encouragement and support of your companions.
保罗说：“你们不光要逃避少年人的私欲。”
So Paul says, not only flee from the youthful lust.
底下讲什么？
What does he say?
同那倾心祷告主的人。
With those who call on the Lord.Out of a pure heart,
一同来追求
and pursue righteousness.
当我们活在身体里面的时候
as we live in the body,
身体保护我们
the body protects us.
当我们活在同伴中间的时候
as we live with our companions,
同伴扶持激励我们往前去
our companions will encourage us and support us.
让我们在神的手中成为圣洁合用的器皿
so that we become a holy vessel for noble purposes.
在五十多年前，一九五一年
in 1951,
在一个很平凡的主日下午。
In a very ordinary Sunday afternoon.
在洛杉矶一个很平凡的家庭里面。
In a very ordinary family in Los Angeles.
有一对非常平凡的年轻夫妇。
There's a very ordinary young couple.
他们那天做了一件非常不平凡的事情。
But they did something very extraordinary.
没有第三个人在。
There's not a third person.
只有神在他们中间。
Only God was between them.
他们两个做了一件什么事呢？
Do you know what they did?
他们夫妻在主的面前一起祷告。
They pray before God.
他们跟神立了一个约。
They have a covenant before God.
他们把他们的未来
They committed their future,
把他们的时间,
their time,
把他们的财富,
their wealth,
把他们的恩赐,
their gifts,
把他们的家庭,
their family,
把他们一切所有的, 他们跟主说, 主, 我们摆在祭坛上。
Everything they have, they offered on the altar.
Surrender all.
They surrendered all.
全部都是主的。
Everything belongs to the Lord.
他们奉献给神。
They offer to the Lord.
而50年后的今,
and after 50 years,
这一对的夫妇,
this couple,
他们在全世界已经建立了60多个不同的团体，在为主传福音，做福音的工作。
They have established more than 60 evangelical organizations worldwide to do work for God.
他们自己连想都没想到。
They never even imagined this.
而这位弟兄写了一本小册子。
And this brother wrote a little booklet.
叫做属灵的四律。
Oh, it says the four gospel laws.
他曾经在全世界被人使用过超过30亿次以上，在各地被使用。
The four spiritual laws is being used numerous times throughout the world.
后来他们拍了一部影集，叫做《耶稣传》。
And then later on, they made a film, The Story of Jesus.
在全世界233个国家播放过。
It's been shown in 233 countries worldwide.
看过这个《耶稣传》的人有40亿人次。
And more than 4 billion people watched this movie.
其中有一亿两千万因为看了耶稣传信了耶稣。
And about 120 million people accepted Jesus through the film.
你要讲快一点，我要结束。
Okay.
这对夫妇他们建立了 Campus Crusade.
And they founded Campus Crusade.
Dr. Bill Bright.
Dr. Bill Bright.
弟兄姊妹，50多年前
，more than 50 years ago，
没有人注意到他们。
No one paid attention to them.
他们也不知道自己是什么。
They did not know what they would become.
他们就是很简单的一颗心爱耶稣。
But simply they love Jesus with a pure heart.
他们甚至没有邀请任何人，只是夫妻两个人做了一个献身的祷告。
They didn't even have any witnesses. They just offered themselves to God.
他们在神面前立了一个奉献的约，把自己奉献给。
They had a covenant with God and offered themselves to God.
神却这样子奇妙地使用了他们。
And God miraculously used them.
救了多少的人
？And saved so many people.
帮助了多少神的儿女
？And helped so many children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。难道你我的这一生都要浪费在今生的宴乐上吗？
So are we willing to squander our life on pleasures of life?
难道你我的今生只为了我们自私的一个家庭更好而已吗？
Our life's purpose is just to make our life family better?
年轻的孩子，到底我们活着为什么？
Young people, exactly what are we living here for?
没有多久你们都要离开家的。
Before long, you're gonna leave your home.
You need to face your own future, your own life.
You have to face your own future.
到底什么是我们存在的目的？是我们人生的标杆。
So what is the purpose of our life and the goal of our life?
因为这边神召我们。
God called us.
成为圣洁是要我们有份于他伟大的生命。
To be holy so that we can partake his holy life.
也让我们能够有份于他那个属天的呼召和。
That we can be partakers of his heavenly calling.
这是我们明天晚上要讲的。
And then tomorrow we can share more.
还是今天晚上我们要解决的一件事情。
So today we have to face and deal with one thing.
我们愿不愿意把我们自己
？Are we willing?
把我们的家
？To offer ourselves and our family.
奉献给神。
And offer to God.
我听到很多弟兄姊妹都不愿意再更新自己奉献，因为觉得奉献没有用。
I heard many brothers and sisters are not willing to do that anymore because they say it doesn't work.
我奉献完，我又软弱，我又失败了。
After I offer myself, I continue to become weak, and then I fall again.
弟兄姊妹，我要说，神从来不轻看我们任何一次的奉献。
But let me tell you, God does not despise.Any of our offerings.
我们需要一再更新我们的奉献。
We need to keep renewing our offering.
让我们的奉献比从前更全面。
So that our offerings become more thorough.
让我们的奉献比从前更深入而且更真实。
So that our offerings become more real and more true.
也许去年你奉献的眼睛。
Maybe last year you offer your eyes to God.
今年把你的嘴也奉献出来。
And this year offer your mouth to God.
把你的耳朵也奉献出来。
And offer your ears.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来，我们再唱312首。
Let's sing the hymn on 312 again.
对不起，请你坐下去，好吗 ？No, no, no. 等一下，等一下。312首。 我们唱第一节、第二节、第四节、第五节。第二节我请弟兄唱，第四节请姊妹们唱，第一、第五我们一起来唱。预备，来。
尽我所有归于耶稣，甘心乐意全奉献。我尽一生热爱救主，天天活在他面前。
Before the Lord Jesus.
当这首琴继续为我们弹的时候，
As the piano continues to play,
我们可不可以摘下我们所有的面具？
Let's take off all our masks.
我们带着我们最真实的自己去面对我们的主。
And face the Lord with our true self.
我们去求主来帮助我们。
Ask the Lord to help us.
断开我们所有的锁链。
Break all the chains.
把我们从罪恶里面不讨神喜悦的生活里面释放出来。
To free us from sinful life that's not pleasing to God.
让我们是甘甘心心、快快乐乐的把自己献上，当作活祭。
That we joyfully and willingly offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
我和我的家都属于你。
tell Jesus that as for me and my household, we all belong to you.
我把我现在把我的未来也都 surrender to you.
And my life now and my future all surrender to you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，不管你是年轻人是年长的，
whether you are young or you're old,
不管说中文不管说英文，
whether you speak Chinese or English,
不管刚才信息你有听进去没有听进去，
whether you listen to the message or not,
我们知道主在我们中间，我们都来面对他。
We know that the Lord is in our midst that we need to face Him.
我们甘心把自己献上。
That willingly we offer ourselves to God.
让主的宝血洁净我们。
Let His precious blood cleanse us.
让主的圣火重新烧在我们里面。
This holy fire rekindled within us.
让主的圣灵来充满我们。
And the Holy Spirit fill us.
神召我们要叫我们成为圣洁。
God call us so that we can become holy.
也让我们 make every effort to be holy.
Let's make every effort to be holy.
是的，让我们一同来追求圣洁。
Let's all pursue holiness.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起有些祷告。
Let's have prayers together.
你如果站着累的要做就做，没有关系，但我们都来面对神。
If you're tired, you can sit down, but let's all face God together.
哦，主耶稣，是的，你有感动也可以带我们祷告，简短的。我们都要不甘心怎么来还是怎么回去。
We're not willing that we go back just as we came.
我们一定要让主耶稣再一次得着我们。
We want Jesus to lay hold of us once again.
我们离开这的时候要让所有仇敌的控告我们的罪我们的捆绑都离开我们。
As we walk out of here, we want to be freed from all accusation and condemnation and bondage of sin.
带着一个全新的心和生命来面对我们的新年。
That we will face a new year with a brand new life and heart.
哦，主耶稣。主耶稣啊，我们实在是谢谢你，借着这样的信息来提醒我们。主啊。
我们没有一个人圣洁的。
主啊。主啊，阿门，阿门。主啊，阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。Amen.
主啊，求你借着晚上的信息再一次呼召我们，好让我们每一个人能追求圣洁。
Amen.
我们的主啊，你擦亮我们里面的眼睛。
Amen.
让我们每一个人看到我们里面的漏洞是什么。
Amen.
主啊，过早的时候我们给魔鬼留地步了。
主啊。
是我们的眼睛给魔鬼留地步呢？
主啊。
是我们的头给魔鬼留地步呢？
主啊。主啊，阿门。
用你的话来抓住我们，好让我们不再活在黑暗里面。
阿门。
让我们都活在你的光明当中。
阿门。
让我们都活在你的圣洁里面。
阿门。
主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你，让圣洁成为我们的覆盖。
阿门。
让圣洁成为我们的宝座。
阿门。
更新我们的奉献，好让我们每一个人将自己奉献给你。让我们多成为圣洁。
阿门。
哈利路亚，感谢赞美你，奉耶稣基督圣名。
阿门。 主啊，主啊，主啊，阿门。Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. 主，你知道我们的心都何等的需要你。
Lord, you know that how much our hearts need you.
离了你，我们真的是什么都不能做。
Apart from you, we cannot do anything.
离了你，我们这个人没有办法在神面前站立。
Apart from you, we cannot even make a stand before God.
主啊，每一次在这圣洁的神面前，
Every time we come before this holy God,
我们的心都要在你面前俯伏。
Our hearts prostrate before you.
我们都要像彼得说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
We will cry out like Peter says, Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinner.
但是你的名字就是叫耶稣。
But yet your name is Jesus.
你就是为了我们这些罪人来的。
You came for us sinners.
你来就是要叫我们脱离罪恶。
You came to free us from sin.
你的名字就是要叫耶稣，要把我们从罪恶里救出来。
Your name is Jesus to save us from sin.
把我们带到以马内利的境界。
To lead us into Emmanuel land.
主啊，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, praise you.
当我们每一次讲到你，我们的心就要来感谢你。
Every time we think of you, our hearts cannot but praise you.
我们会改变。
Yes, we may change.
天地会改变。
And heaven and earth will change.
你的爱永远不改变。
Yet your love never changes.
你的旨意永远不失败。
And your will never fail.
你所应许的总要做成。
And you will accomplish what you promised.
那位使人成圣的要叫我们都得以成圣。
And the one that sanctified us will make us sanctified.
那天要带领我们进到荣耀里去。
And that they will lead us into glory.
主啊，这几天对我们发出呼召来。
These days make a calling to us.
让我们都成为过河的人。
So that we will become the ones who cross the river.
让我们都跨过分别的界限。
That we will cross the boundary, the divine line.
让我们能够进到属天的境界里。
We will enter into heavenly realm.
哦，主耶稣施恩怜悯我们。
Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
在这个弯曲背谬的时代，你施恩我们，在怜悯我们。
In this crooked and perverse generation, have mercy on us.
你把众生徒都握在你的手中。
Hold us in your hands.
藏我们在你爱的深处。
And hide us in the depths of your love.
保守我们平安地经过这个世界。
And keep us to walk through this journey of life peacefully.
哦，不让我们遇见试探，救我们脱离所有的凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evils.
让我们也在你的面前能够自洁，脱离一切卑贱的事。
That we will cleanse ourselves and depart from all uncleanness.
好，让我们在你的手中成为合用、贵重的器皿。
That we become noble vessels in your hands.
让你的旨意成就在我们身上。
That your will be accomplished in our lives.
主，我们为着自己，为着我们的家，为着教会，为着你的国度都祷告。
We pray for ourselves, our families, our church, and your kingdom.
祝福你的儿女们。
Bless your children, Lord.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I surrender all. 果你刚刚已经跟主立约，把你的耳朵、眼睛、手、嘴巴奉献给神。
If you just made a covenant with the Lord and offer your eyes, your ears, your mouth, and your hands to the Lord.
你要求圣灵常常提醒我们。
And you need to ask the Holy Spirit to remind us often.
不小心被仇敌被自己借去了，要赶快还。
If all of a sudden you are overcome by the enemy, we need to come back.
就像如果你借了我的车子，你一定会还我的。
Just like if you borrow my car, you need to return it.
希望我们都在主的面前知道我是他的了。
I hope that we can all say that I belong to him.